بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد simple actions that are very weighty in reward. سيدنا أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that once نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم met سيدنا أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه and said to him, should I not inform you of two actions that are not burdensome to carry out, but will be weightier than many other actions on the scales of good deeds? He replied, certainly, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regard sublime conduct binding upon yourself, and form a habit of remaining silent for lengthy periods of time. Note, in these times, people look down upon those who speak less, whereas such a person is saved from the calamities of the tongue. How comprehensive and beneficial aren't these two traits? High stages in Jannah despite having performed meager actions. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will acquire high stages in Jannah for possessing good character even though he did not really exert himself in ibadat. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that even though a person did not really exert himself in devotion, he will attain the high stages of the hereafter due to good character. Similarly, a person will enter the pits of Jahannam due to bad character. Note, Junaid Baghdadi rahimahumullah said that four characteristics ensure that a person will receive high stages in Jannah even though his actions are not really significant. Number one, forbearance. Number two, generosity. Number three, humility. And number four, sublime character. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك